Nehemiah, Chapter 1. The words of Nehemiah the son of Hashaliah. And it came to pass in the month Kislevu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates there are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted, and prayed before the God of heaven, and said, I beseech you, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keeps covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let your ear now be attentive, and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you, both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against you, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, which you commanded your servant Moses. Remember, I beseech you, the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if you turn to me, and keep my commandments, and do them, though there were some of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from there, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are your servants and your people, whom you have redeemed by your great power, and by your strong hand. O Lord, I beseech you, let now your ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant, and to the prayer of your servants, who desire to fear your name. And prosper, I pray you, your servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. For I was the king's cupbearer. Chapter 2. And it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him, and I took up the wine, and gave it to the king. Now I had not been sad in his presence before. Why, the king said unto me, why is your countenance sad, seeing you are not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sorely afraid, and said to the king, let the king live forever. Why should my countenance not be sad, when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lies in waste, and the gates there are consumed with fire? Then the king said to me, for what do you make a request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. And I said to the king, if it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, that you would send me to Judah, to the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. And the king said to me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall your journey be? And when will you return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Moreover I said to the king, if it pleases the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah, and a letter to Asaph the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace which appertains to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me, according to the good hand of my God upon me. Then I came to the governors beyond the river, and gave them the king's letters. Now the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. When Sanballat the Horonite, and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. So I came to Jerusalem, and was there for 3 days. And I arose in the night, I and some few men with me, neither did I tell any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem, neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well, and to the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. Then I went unto the gate of the fountain, and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. Then I went up in the night by the brook, and viewed the wall, and turned back, and entered by the gate of the valley, and so returned. And the rulers didn't know where I went, or what I did, neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then I said to them, You see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies in waste, and the gates there are burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we are no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, Let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite, and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian, heard it, they laughed us to scorn, and despised us, and said, What is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king? Then I answered them, and said to them, The God of heaven, he will prosper us, therefore we, his servants, will arise and build. But you have no portion, nor right, nor memorial, in Jerusalem. Chapter 3. Then Eliashib the high priest rose up with his brethren the priests, and they built the sheep gate, they sanctified it, and set up the doors of it, even to the tower of Mia they sanctified it, unto the tower of Hananiel. And next unto him the men of Jericho built. And next to them Zachar the son of Imri built. But the sons of Hasnah built the fish gate, who also laid the beams there, and set up the doors there, the locks there, and the bars there. And next to them Mirmoth the son of Urijah, the son of Koz repaired. And next to them Meshullam the son of Berechiah, the son of Meshezabeel repaired. And next to them Zadok the son of Bana repaired. And next unto them the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles didn't put their necks to the work of their lord. Moreover, Jehoiada the son of Pasi and Meshullam the son of Besodiah repaired the old gate, they laid the beams there, and set up the doors there, and the locks there, and the bars there. And next to them Melishiah the Gibeonite, and Jadon the Moronathite, the men of Gibeon, and of Mizpah, repaired the throne of the governor on this side the river. Next to him Uziel the son of Harhiah, of the goldsmiths repaired. Next to him Hananiah the son of one of the apothecaries also repaired, and they fortified Jerusalem to the broad wall. And next to them Rephaiah the son of Hur, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem repaired. And next unto them Jedaiah the son of Harumaph repaired, even over against his house. And next to him repaired Hattush the son of Hashabniah. Malchijah the son of Haram, and Hashub the son of Pahat-Moab, repaired the other piece, and the tower of the furnaces. And next to him Shalom the son of Halohesh, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem, he and his daughters repaired. Hanun repaired the valley gate, and the inhabitants of Zanoah, they built it, and set up the doors there, the locks there, and the bars there, and 1,000 cubits on the wall to the dung gate. But Malchiah the son of Rechab, the ruler of part of Beth-Hoxirim repaired the dung gate, he built it, and set up the doors there, the locks there, and the bars there. But Shalon the son of Col-Hosea, the ruler of part of Mizpah repaired the gate of the fountain, he built it, and covered it, and set up the doors there, the locks there, and the bars there, and the wall of the pool of Silo by the king's garden, and to the stairs that go down from the city of David. After him Nehemiah the son of Azbuk, the ruler of the half part of Bethzur, repaired the place over against the sepulchres of David, and to the pool that was made, and to the house of the mighty. After him the Levites, Rehum the son of Bani repaired. Next to him Hashabiah, the ruler of the half part of Keilah repaired in his part. After him their brethren, Bebe the son of Henadad, the ruler of the half part of Keilah repaired. And next to him Ezer the son of Jeshua, the ruler of Mizpah, repaired another piece over against the going up to the armory at the turning of the wall. After him Barak the son of Zabbai earnestly repaired the other piece, from the turning of the wall to the door of the house of Eliashib the high priest. After him Mirmoth the son of Urijah, the son of Koz, repaired another piece, from the door of the house of Eliashib even to the end of the house of Eliashib. And after him the priests, the men of the plain repaired. After him Benjamin and Hashub repaired over against their house. After him Azariah the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ananiah, repaired by his house. After him Binwi the son of Henadad repaired another piece, from the house of Azariah to the turning of the wall, even to the corner. Palal the son of Uzai, over against the turning of the wall, and the tower which lies out from the king's high house, that was by the court of the prison. After him Pedaiah the son of Parosh. Moreover, the Nethinims dwelt in Ophel, to the place over against the water gate toward the east, and the tower that lies out. After them the Tekoites repaired another piece, over against the great tower that lies out, even to the wall of Ophel. From above the horse gate the priests repaired, every one over against his house. After them Zadok the son of Immer repaired over against his house. After him also Shimeah the son of Shechaniah, the keeper of the east gate repaired. After him Hananiah the son of Shalemiah, and Hanun the sixth son of Zalov, repaired another piece. After him Meshullam the son of Berechiah repaired over against his chamber. After him Malchiah the goldsmith's son repaired to the place of the Nethinims, and of the merchants, over against the gate Mivkad, and to the going up of the corner. And between the going up of the corner to the sheep gate the goldsmiths and the merchants repaired. Chapter 4. But it came to pass, that when Sanballat heard that we built the wall, he was furious, and took great indignation, and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria, and said, What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now, Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, Even that which they build, if a fox goes up, even he shall break down their stone wall. Hear, O, our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. And don't cover their iniquity, and don't let their sin be blotted out from before you, for they have provoked you to anger before the builders. So we built the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half there, for the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sanballat, and Tobiah, and the Arabians, and the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites, heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up, and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very angry, and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem, and to hinder it. Nevertheless we made our prayer to our God, and set a watch against them day and night, because of them. And Judah said, The strength of the bearers of burdens has decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And our adversaries said, They shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them, and slay them, and cause the work to cease. And it came to pass, that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said to us 10 times, From all places where you shall return to us they will be on you. Therefore I set in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places, I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked, and rose up, and said to the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, Be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons, and your daughters, your wives, and your houses. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known to us, and God had brought their counsel to nothing, that we returned, all of us, to the wall, every one to his work. And it came to pass from that time forth, that half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, and the bows, and the chain mail, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. They which built on the wall, and they that bore burdens, with those that loaded, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so built. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said to the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, The work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place therefore you hear the sound of the trumpet, report there to us. Our God shall fight for us. So we labored in the work. And half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise at the same time I said to the people, Let everyone with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us, and labor on the day. So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that every one put them off for washing. Chapter 5. And there was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brethren the Jews. For there were those who said, We, our sons, and our daughters, are many. Therefore we take up corn for them, that we may eat, and live. There were also some that said, We have mortgaged our lands, vineyards, and houses, that we might buy corn, because of the dearth. There were also those that said, We have borrowed money for the king's tribute, and that upon our lands and vineyards. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children. And, lo, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants, and some of our daughters are brought unto bondage already. Neither is it in our power to redeem them, for other men have our lands and vineyards. And I was very angry when I heard their cry and these words. Then I consulted with myself, and I rebuked the nobles, and the rulers, and said to them, You exact usury, every one of his brother. And I set a great assembly against them. And I said to them, We after our ability have redeemed our brethren the Jews, which were sold to the heathen, and will you even sell your brethren? Or shall they be sold to us? Then they held their peace, and found nothing to answer. Also I said, It is not good that you do. Ought you not to walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the heathen our enemies? I likewise, and my brethren, and my servants, might exact of them money and corn. I pray you, let us leave off this usury. Restore, I pray you, to them, even this day, their lands, their vineyards, their olive yards, and their houses, also the hundredth part of the money, and of the corn, the wine, and the oil, that you exact from them. Then they said, We will restore them, and will require nothing of them, so we will do as you say. Then I called the priests, and took an oath from them that they should do according to this promise. Also I shook my lap, and said, So God shakes out every man from his house, and from his labor, that doesn't perform this promise, even so he is shaken out, and emptied. And all the congregation said, Amen, and praised the Lord. And the people did according to this promise. Moreover, from the time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year even unto the 32nd year of Artaxerxes the king, that is, 12 years, I and my brethren have not eaten the bread of the governor. But the former governors that had been before me were chargeable to the people, and had taken from them bread and wine, beside 40 shekels of silver, yea, even their servants bore their rule over the people, but so I did not, because of the fear of God. Yea, also I continued in the work of this wall, we didn't buy any land, and all my servants were gathered there to the work. Moreover, there were at my table 150 of the Jews and rulers, beside those that came to us from among the heathen that are around us. Now that which was prepared for me daily was 1 ox and 6 choice sheep, also fowls were prepared for me, and once in 10 days store of all sorts of wine, yet for all this I didn't require the bread of the governor, because the bondage was heavy upon these people. Think of me, my God, for good, according to all that I have done for this people. Chapter 6. Now, it came to pass, when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian, and the rest of our enemies, heard that I had built the wall, and that there was no breach left there, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent to me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers to them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, while I leave it, and come down to you? Yet they sent to me 4 times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Then Sanballat sent his servant to me in like manner the fifth time with an open letter in his hand, where it was written, "It is reported among the heathen, and Gashmu saith it, that you and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause you build the wall, that you may be their king, according to these words. And you have also appointed prophets to preach of you at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Judah, and now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now therefore, and let us take counsel together." Then I sent to him, saying, "There are no such things done as you say, but you feign them out of your own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, Their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands." Afterward I came to the house of Shimei the son of Delaiah the son of Mehetabeel, who was shut up, and he said, "Let us meet together in the house of God, within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple. For they will come to slay you, yea, in the night they will come to slay you." And I said, "Should such a man as I flee? And who is there, that being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in." And, lo, I perceived that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me. For Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Therefore he was hired, that I should be afraid, and do so, and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, do you think upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah, and the rest of the prophets, that would have put me in fear? So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul, in 52 days. And it came to pass, that when all our enemies heard of it, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Moreover, in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters to Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came to them. For there were many in Judah sworn to him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah the son of Arah, and his son Jehannah had taken the daughter of Meshullam the son of Berechiah. Also they reported his good deeds before me, and uttered my words to him. And Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. Chapter 7. Now it came to pass, when the wall was built, and I had set up the doors, and the porters and the singers and the Levites were appointed, that I gave my brother Hanani, and Hananiah the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man, and feared God above many. And I said to them, "Don't let the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun is hot, and while they stand by, let them shut the doors, and bar them, and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, every one in his watch, and every one to be over against his house." Now the city was large and great, but the people were few in it, and the houses were not built. And my God put it into my heart to gather together the nobles, and the rulers, and the people, that they might be reckoned by genealogy. And I found a register of the genealogy of them which came up at the first, and found written there, "These are the children of the province that went up out of the captivity, of those that had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon had carried away, and came again to Jerusalem and to Judah, every one to his city, who came with Zerubbabel, Shua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramiah, Nahamani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispereth, Bigvai, Nehum, Bana. The number, I say, of the men of the people of Israel was this, the children of Parash, 2,172. The children of Shephishah, 372. The children of Arah, 652. The children of Pahat Moab, of the children of Shua and Job, 2,818. The children of Elam, 1,254. The children of Zadok, 845. The children of Zakkai, 760. The children of Binwi, 648. The children of Babai, 628. The children of Azjad, 2,322. The children of Adonikam, 667. The Children of Bigvai, 2067. The Children of Adin, 655. The Children of Ader of Hezekiah, 98. The Children of Hashem, 328. The Children of Bezai, 324. The Children of Haruf, 112. The Children of Gibeon, 95. The Men of Bethlehem and Netophah, 188. The Men of Anathoth, 128. The Men of Bethazmaveth, 42. The Men of Kirjath-Jearim, Chepharah and Beeroth, 743. The Men of Ramah and Geba, 621. The Men of Michmas, 122. The Men of Bethel and Ai, 123. The Men of the other Nebo, 52. The Children of the other Elam, 1254. The Children of Haram, 320. The Children of Jericho, 345. The Children of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721. The Children of Sinat, 3930. The Priests, the Children of Jedeah, of the House of Jeshua, 973. The Children of Immer, 1052. The Children of Pashur, 1247. The Children of Haram, 1017. The Levites, the Children of Jeshua, of Kadmiel, and of the Children of Hodavah, 74. The Singers, the Children of Asaph, 148. The Porters, the Children of Shalom, the Children of Ader, the Children of Talmon, the Children of Akub, the Children of Hadidah, the Children of Shobai, 138. The Nethinims, the Children of Ziha, the Children of Hashupha, the Children of Tabaoth, the Children of Kuroz, the Children of Sia, the Children of Padan, the Children of Lebanah, the Children of Hagabah, the Children of Shalma, the Children of Hanan, the Children of Gidel, the Children of Gahar, the Children of Rea, the Children of Rezin, the Children of Nekeda, the Children of Gazam, the Children of Uwa, the Children of Phasia, the Children of Bisei, the Children of Munim, the Children of Nefeshizim, the Children of Bakbuk, the Children of Hakupha, the Children of Harher, the Children of Bajlith, the Children of Mehida, the Children of Harsha, the Children of Barkos, the Children of Sisera, the Children of Tama, the Children of Nizia, the Children of Hatifa, the Children of Solomon's Servants, the Children of Sotai, the Children of Sephareth, the Children of Perida, the Children of Jala, the Children of Darkin, the Children of Gidel, the Children of Shephisha, the Children of Hadal, the Children of Pochereth of Zebaim, the Children of Ammon. All the Nethinims, and the Children of Solomon's Servants, were 392. And these were they which went up also from Telmela, Telhersha, Cherub, Adon, and Immer, but they could not show their father's house, nor their seed, whether they were of Israel. The Children of Delaiah, the Children of Tobiah, the Children of Nekeda, 642. And of the priests, the Children of Habiah, the Children of Kaz, the Children of Barzillah, which took one of the daughters of Barzillah the Gileadite to wife, and was called after their name. These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but it was not found. Therefore they were as polluted, and were put from the priesthood. And the tears hath said to them that they should not eat of the most holy things, until there stood up a priest with Urim and Thummim. The whole congregation together was 42,360, beside their manservants and their maidservants, of whom there were 7,337, and they had 245 singing men and singing women. Their horses, 736. Their mules, 245. Their camels, 435, and 6,720 asses. And some of the chief of the fathers gave to the work. The tears Hatha gave to the treasure 1,000 drams of gold, 50 basins, 530 priests' garments. And some of the chief of the fathers gave to the treasurer of the work 20,000 drams of gold, and 2,200 pounds of silver. And that which the rest of the people gave was 20,000 drams of gold, and 2,000 pounds of silver, and 67 priests' garments. So the priests, and the Levites, and the porters, and the singers, and some of the people, and the Nethinims, and all Israel, dwelt in their cities, and when the 7th month came, the children of Israel were in their cities. Chapter 8. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate, and they spake to Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation of both men and women, and all who could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the 7th month. And he read there before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose, and beside him stood Mattithiah, and Shema, and Anah, and Urijah, and Hilkiah, and Maaseiah, on his right hand, and on his left hand, Pedaiah, and Misael, and Malchiah, and Hashem, and Hashbadana, Zechariah, and Meshullam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads, and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Also Chua, and Bani, and Cherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbatai, Hodijah, Maaseiah, Kelitah, Azariah, Jozabad, Hanan, Peleah, and the Levites, caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirzhatha, and Ezra the priest the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God, do not mourn, nor weep. For all the people wept, when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions to them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be grieved. And all the people went their way to eat, and to drink, and to send portions, and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared to them. And on the 2nd day the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests, and the Levites were gathered together to Ezra the scribe, to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the 7th month, and that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities, and in Jerusalem, saying, Go forth to the mountain, and fetch olive branches, and pine branches, and myrtle branches, and palm branches, and branches of thick trees, to make booths, as it is written. So the people went forth, and brought them, and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. And all the congregation of them that had come again out of the captivity made booths, and sat under the booths, for since the days of Joshua the son of Nun to that day the children of Israel had not done so. And there was very great gladness. Also day by day, from the first day unto the last day, he read in the book of the law of God. And they kept the feast 7 days, and on the 8th day was a solemn assembly, according to the manner. Chapter 9. Now in the 24th day of this month the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, and with sackcloths, and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers, and stood and confessed their sins, and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place, and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God for 1/4 part of the day, and another 1/4 part they confessed, and worshipped the Lord their God. Then they of the Levites, Shua and Bani, Kadmiel, Shabanya, Buni, Sherebia, Bani, and Chenani stood up upon the stairs and cried with a loud voice to the Lord their God. Then the Levites, Shua and Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabnia, Sherebia, Hodijah, Shabanya, and Pethiah, stood up and blessed the Lord our God forever and ever, and blessed is your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. You, even you, our Lord alone, you have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth, and all things that are there, the seas, and all that is there, and you preserve them all, and the host of heaven worships you. You are the Lord the God, who chose Abram, and brought him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees, and gave him the name of Abraham, and found his heart faithful before you, and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his seed, and has performed your words, for you are righteous. And saw the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heard their cry by the Red Sea, and showed signs and wonders upon Pharaoh, and on all his servants, and on all the people of his land, for you knew that they dealt proudly against them. So did you get a name, as it is this day. And you divided the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land, and their persecutors you threw into the deeps, as a stone into the mighty waters. Moreover you led them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way where they should go. You came down also upon Mount Sinai, and spoke with them from heaven, and gave them right judgments, and true laws, good statutes, and commandments. And made known to them your holy Sabbath, and commanded them precepts, statutes, and laws, by the hand of Moses your servant, and gave them bread from heaven for their hunger, and brought forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and promised them that they should go in to possess the land which you had sworn to give them. But they and our fathers dealt proudly, and hardened their necks, and did not hearken to your commandments, and refused to obey, neither were mindful of your wonders that you did among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But you are a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and didn't forsake them. Yeah, when they had made them a molten calf, and said, "This is your God that brought you up out of Egypt," and had wrought great provocations, yet you in your manifold mercies did not forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud didn't depart from them by day, to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night, to show them light, and the way where they should go. You also gave your good spirit to instruct them, and didn't withhold your manna from their mouth, and gave them water for their thirst. Yeah, 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing, their clothes waxed not old, and their feet did not swell. Moreover you gave them kingdoms and nations, and divided them into corners, so they possessed the land of Sihon, and the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og king of Bashan. You also multiplied their children as the stars of heaven, and brought them into the land, concerning which you had promised to their fathers, that they should go in to possess it. So the children went in and possessed the land, and you subdued before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gave them into their hands, with their kings, and the people of the land, that they might do with them as they would. And they took strong cities, and a fat land, and possessed houses full of all goods, wells dug, vineyards, and olive yards, and fruit trees in abundance, so they ate, and were filled, and became fat, and delighted themselves in your great goodness. Nevertheless they were disobedient, and rebelled against you, and cast your law behind their backs, and slew your prophets which testified against them to turn them to you, and they wrought great provocations. Therefore you delivered them into the hand of their enemies, who vexed them. And in the time of their trouble, when they cried to you, you heard them from heaven, and according to your manifold mercies you gave them saviors, who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before you. Therefore you left them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned, and cried to you, you heard them from heaven, and many times did you deliver them according to your mercies, and testified against them, that you might bring them again to your law, yet they dealt proudly, and didn't hearken unto your commandments, but sinned against your judgments, which if a man does, he shall live in them, and withdrew the shoulder, and hardened their neck, and would not hear. Yet many years did you forbear them, and testified against them by your Spirit in your prophets. Yet they would not give ear. Therefore you gave them into the hand of the people of the lands. Nevertheless, for your great mercy's sake you did not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for you are a gracious and merciful God. Now therefore, our God, the great, the mighty, and the terrible God, who keeps covenant and mercy, let not all the trouble seem little before you, that has come upon us, on our kings, on our princes, and on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our fathers, and on all your people, since the time of the kings of Assyria to this day. However, you are just in all that is brought upon us, for you have done right, but we have done wickedly. Neither have our kings, our princes, our priests, nor our fathers, kept your law, nor hearkened unto your commandments and your testimonies, where you testified against them. For they have not served you in their kingdom that in your great goodness you gave them, and in the large and fat land which you gave before them, they neither turned from their wicked works. Behold, we are servants this day, and for the land that you gave to our fathers to eat the fruit there and the good there, behold, we are servants in it. And it yields much increase to the kings whom you have set over us because of our sins. Also, they have dominion over our bodies, and over our cattle, at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. And because of all this we make a sure covenant, and write it, and our princes, Levites, and priests, seal unto it. Chapter 10. Now those that sealed were, Nehemiah, the Tirzhatha, the son of Hashaliah, and Zidkijah, Seraiah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Malchijah, Hattush, Shabaniah, Malukah, Haram, Mirmoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Jenethon, Barak, Meshullam, Abijah, Mijamin, Maziah, Bilgai, Shemaiah, these were the priests. And the Levites, both Shua the son of Azaniah, Binwi of the sons of Henadad, Kadmiel, and their brethren, Shabaniah, Hodijah, Kelita, Peleah, Hanan, Michah, Riab, Hashabiah, Zachar, Sherebiah, Shabaniah, Hodijah, Bani, Benanu. The chief of the people, Parash, Pahat Moab, Elam, Zathu, Bani, Buni, Asjid, Babai. Adonijah, Bigvai, Adin, Ader, Hizkijah, Atsur, Hodijah, Hashem, Bezai, Harif, Anadhoth, Nebai, Magpiash, Meshullam, Hezir, Meshezabiel, Zadok, Jadwa, Pelashia, Hanan, Anna, Hashia, Hananiah, Hashab, Halahesh, Pilha, Shobek, Rehum, Hashabna, Masiah, and Ahijah, Hanan, Anan, Malukah, Haram, Bana. And the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, the Nethinims, and all they that had separated themselves from the people of the lands unto the law of God, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, every one having knowledge, and having understanding, they cleaved to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse, and into an oath, to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses the servant of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord. Our Lord, and his judgments and his statutes, and that we would not give our daughters to the people of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons. And if the people of the land bring wares or any victuals on the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy it of them on the Sabbath, or on the holy day, and that we would leave the seventh year, and the exaction of every debt. Also we made ordinances for us, to charge ourselves yearly with the third part of a shekel for the service of the house of our God, for the showbread, and for the continual meat offering, and for the continual burnt offering, of the Sabbaths, of the new moons, for the set feasts, and for the holy things, and for the sin offerings to make an atonement for Israel, and for all the work of the house of our God. And we cast the lots among the priests, the Levites, and the people, for the wood offering, to bring it into the house of our God, after the houses of our fathers, at times appointed year by year, to burn upon the altar of the Lord our God, as it is written in the law. And to bring the first fruits of our ground, and the first fruits of all fruit of all trees, year by year, to the house of the Lord. Also, the firstborn of our sons, and of our cattle, as it is written in the law, and the firstlings of our herds and of our flocks, to bring to the house of our God, to the priests that minister in the house of our God, and that we should bring the first fruits of our dough, and our offerings, and the fruit of all manner of trees, of wine, and of oil, to the priests, to the chambers of the house of our God, and the tithes of our ground to the Levites, that the same Levites might have the tithes in all the cities of our tillage. And the priest the son of Aaron shall be with the Levites, when the Levites take tithes, and the Levites shall bring up the tithe of the tithes unto the house of our God, to the chambers, into the treasure house. For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the corn, of the new wine, and the oil, to the chambers, where the vessels of the sanctuary are, and the priests that minister, and the porters, and the singers. And we will not forsake the house of our God. Chapter 11. And the rulers of the people dwelt at Jerusalem. The rest of the people also cast lots, to bring one of ten to dwell in Jerusalem the holy city, and nine parts to dwell in other cities. And the people blessed all the men that willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem. Now these are the chief of the province that dwelt in Jerusalem, but in the cities of Judah there dwelt everyone in his possession in their cities, to wit, Israel, the priests, and the Levites, and the Nethinims, and the children of Solomon's servants. And at Jerusalem dwelt certain of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin. Of the children of Judah, Athaiah the son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephishah, the son of Mahalalel, of the children of Perez, and Maaseiah the son of Barak, the son of Col-Hosea, the son of Haziah, the son of Adaiah, the son of Joarib, the son of Zechariah, the son of Shalani. All the sons of Perez that dwelt at Jerusalem were 468 valiant men. And these are the sons of Benjamin, Salu the son of Meshullam, the son of Jod, the son of Pedaiah, the son of Kolaiah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ithiel, the son of Jesaiah. And after him Gabbai, Salai, 928. And Joel the son of Zikri was their overseer, and Judah the son of Sinuah was second over the city. Of the priests, Jedaiah the son of Joarib, Jachin. Seraiah the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Miraiath, the son of Ahitab, was the ruler of the house of God. And their brethren that did the work of the house were 822, Adaiah the son of Jeroham, the son of Pelaliah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchiah, and his brethren, chief of the fathers, 242. And Amashai the son of Azareel, the son of Ahasai, the son of Meshulemeth, the son of Immer, and their brethren, mighty men of valor, 128, and their overseer was Zabdiel, the son of one of the great men. Also of the Levites, Shimeah the son of Hashub, the son of Azricam, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Buni, and Shabbatai and Josabad, of the chief of the Levites, had the oversight of the outward business of the house of God. And Mattaniah the son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, was the principal to begin the thanksgiving in prayer, and Bakbukiah the second among his brethren, and Abdah the son of Shammuah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun. All the Levites in the holy city were 284. Moreover, the porters, Akub, Talman, and their brethren that kept the gates, were 172. And the residue of Israel, of the priests, and the Levites, were in all the cities of Judah, every one in his inheritance. But the Nethinims dwelt in Ophel, and Zihah, and Jispah were over the Nethinims. The overseer also of the Levites at Jerusalem was Uzzi the son of Bani, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micha. Of the sons of Asaph, the singers were over the business of the house of God. For it was the king's commandment concerning them that a certain portion should be for the singers, due for every day. And Pethahiah the son of Meshezabeel, of the children of Zerah the son of Judah, was at the king's hand in all matters concerning the people. And for the villages, with their fields, some of the children of Judah dwelt at Kirjatharba, and in the villages there, and at Dibon, and in the villages there, and at Jekabzeel, and in the villages there, and at Shua, and at Molada, and at Bethphalet, and at Hazarshual, and at Beersheba, and in the villages there, and at Ziklag, and at Mekona, and in the villages there, and at Enrimmon, and at Zariah, and at Jarmuth, Zanoah, Adullam, and in their villages, at Lachish, and the fields there, at Azekah, and in the villages there. And they dwelt from Beersheba unto the valley of Hinnom. The children also of Benjamin from Geba dwelt at Michmash, and Ijah, and Bethel, and in their villages, and at Anadhoth, Nob, Ananiah, Hazer, Ramah, Gittaim, Hadid, Zeboim, Nebalat, Lod, and Ono, the valley of craftsmen. And of the Levites were divisions in Judah, and in Benjamin. Chapter 12. Now these are the priests and the Levites that went up with Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Shua, Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Malukah, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Mirmoth, Iddo, Jinetho, Abijah, Miamin, Maadiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, Zhuarab, and Jediah, Salu, Amuk, Hilkiah, Jediah. These were the chief of the priests and of their brethren in the days of Shua. Moreover the Levites, Shua, Binwi, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and Mattaniah, who was over the thanksgiving, he and his brethren. Also Bakbukiah and Uni, their brethren, were over against them in the watches. And Shua begot Joachim, Joachim also begot Eliashib, and Eliashib begot Joadada, and Joadada begot Jonathan, and Jonathan begot Jadwa. And there were priests in the days of Joachim, the chief of the fathers, of Seraiah, Miraiah, of Jeremiah, Hananiah, of Ezra, Meshullam, of Amariah, Jehohanan, of Melechua, Jonathan, of Shabaniah, Joseph, of Haram, Adna, of Miraiath, Helkah, of Iddo, Zechariah, of Jinethon, Meshullam, of Abijah, Zikri, of Miniamin, of Modiah, Piltai, of Bilgah, Shamua, of Shemaiah, Jehonathan, and of Zhuarab, Matina, of Jediah, Uzzi, of Salai, Kalai, of Amuk, Eber, of Hilkiah, Hashabiah, of Jediah, Nethaneel. The Levites in the days of Eliashib, Joadada, and Yohanan, and Jadwa, were recorded chief of the fathers. Also the priests, to the reign of Darius the Persian. The sons of Levi, the chief of the fathers, were written in the book of the Chronicles, even until the days of Yohanan the son of Eliashib. And the chief of the Levites, Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Shua the son of Kadmiel, with their brethren over against them, to praise and to give thanks, according to the commandment of David the man of God, ward over against ward. Mattaniah, and Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshullam, Talman, Akub, were porters keeping the ward at the thresholds of the gates. These were in the days of Joachim the son of Shua, the son of Josadak, and in the days of Nehemiah the governor, and of Ezra the priest, the scribe. And at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem they sought the Levites out of all their places, to bring them to Jerusalem, to keep the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgivings, and with singing, with cymbals, psalteries, and with harps. And the sons of the singers gathered themselves together, both out of the plain country round about Jerusalem, and from the villages of Netophathiah, also from the house of Gilgal, and out of the fields of Geba and Azmaveth. For the singers had built themselves villages round about Jerusalem. And the priests and the Levites purified themselves, and purified the people, and the gates, and the wall. Then I brought up the princes of Judah upon the wall, and appointed two great companies of them that gave thanks, where one went on the right hand upon the wall toward the Dung Gate, and after them went Hoshiah, and half of the princes of Judah, and Azariah, Ezra, and Meshullam, Judah, and Benjamin, and Shemaiah, and Jeremiah, and certain of the priests' sons with trumpets, namely, Zechariah the son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Michiah, the son of Zachar, the son of Asaph, and his brethren, Shemaiah and Azareel, Milalai, Jalaliah, Maai, Nethaneel, and Judah, Hanani, with the musical instruments of David the man of God, and Ezra the scribe before them. And at the fountain gate, which was over against them, they went up by the stairs of the city of David, at the going up of the wall, above the house of David, even to the water gate eastward. And the other company of them that gave thanks went over against them, and I after them, and the half of the people upon the wall, from beyond the tower of the furnaces even unto the broad wall, and from above the gate of Ephraim, and above the old gate, and above the fish gate, and the tower of Hananiel, and the tower of Mia, even unto the sheep gate. And they stood still in the prison gate. So stood the two companies of them that gave thanks in the house of God, and I, and the half of the rulers with me. And the priests, Eliakim, Maaseiah, Miniamin, Michiah, Elioenah, Zechariah, and Hananiah, with trumpets, and Maaseiah, and Shemaiah, and Eleazar, and Uzzi, and Jehohanan, and Malchijah, and Elam, and Ezer. And the singers sang loud, with Jezreiah their overseer. Also that day they offered great sacrifices, and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The wives, also, and the children rejoiced so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even far off. And at that time there were some appointed over the chambers for the treasures, for the offerings, for the first fruits, and for the tithes, to gather them out of the fields of the cities the portions of the law for the priests and Levites, for Judah rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites that waited. And both the singers and the porters kept the ward of their God, and the ward of the purification, according to the commandment of David, and of Solomon his son. For in the days of David and Asaph of old there were chief of the singers, and songs of praise and thanksgiving to God. And all Israel in the days of Zerubbabel, and in the days of Nehemiah, gave the portions of the singers and the porters, every day his portion, and they sanctified holy things to the Levites, and the Levites sanctified them to the children of Aaron. Chapter 13. On that day they read in the book of Moses in the audience of the people, and in it was found written that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of God ever, because they did not meet the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them, that he should curse them. However, our God turned the curse into a blessing. Now it came to pass when they had heard the law, that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude. And before this, Eliashib the priest, having the oversight of the chamber of the house of our God, was allied to Tobiah. And he had prepared for him a great chamber, where earlier they laid the meat offerings, the frank incense, and the vessels, and the tithes of the corn, the new wine, and the oil, which was commanded to be given to the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the offerings of the priests. But in all this time I was not at Jerusalem, for in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes king of Babylon, I came to the king, and after certain days I obtained leave of the king. And I came to Jerusalem, and understood of the evil that Eliashib did for Tobiah, in preparing him a chamber in the courts of the house of God. And it grieved me sorely. Therefore I cast forth all the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber. Then I commanded, and they cleansed the chambers, and there I brought again the vessels of the house of God, with the meat offering and the frank incense. And I perceived that the portions of the Levites had not been given them, for the Levites and the singers that did the work had fled, every one, to his field. Then I contended with the rulers, and said, Why is the house of God forsaken? And I gathered them together, and set them in their place. Then all Judah brought the tithe of the corn and the new wine and the oil to the treasuries. And I made treasurers over the treasuries, Shelemiah the priest, and Zadok the scribe, and of the Levites, Pedaiah. And next to them was Hanan the son of Zachar, the son of Mattaniah, for they were counted faithful, and their office was to distribute to their brethren. Remember me, O my God, concerning this, and don't wipe out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God, and for the offices thereof. In those days I saw some people in Judah treading wine presses on the Sabbath, and bringing in sheaves, and lading asses, as also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, and I testified against them in the day that they sold victuals. There also dwelt men of Tyre, who brought fish, and all manner of wares, and sold on the Sabbath to the children of Judah, and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah, and said to them, What evil thing is this that you do, and profane the Sabbath day? Didn't your fathers do this, and didn't our God bring all this evil upon us, and upon this city? Yet you bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened until after the Sabbath. And I set some of my servants at the gates, that no burden should be brought in there on the Sabbath day. So the merchants and sellers of all kinds of wares lodged outside Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testified against them, and said to them, Why do you lodge around the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth they came no more on the Sabbath. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates, to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O, my God, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of your mercy. In those days also I saw Jews that had married wives of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab. And their children spoke half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jews' language, but according to the language of each people. And I contended with them, and cursed them, and smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and made them swear by God, saying, You shall not give your daughters to their sons, nor take their daughters to your sons, or for yourselves. Did not Solomon king of Israel sin by these things? Yet among many nations there was no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even he caused outlandish women to sin. Shall we then hearken to you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our God in marrying strange wives? And one of the sons of Jehoiada, the son of Eliashib the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat the Horonite. Therefore I chased him away from me. Remember them, O my God, because they have defiled the priesthood, and the covenant of the priesthood, and of the Levites. Thus I cleansed them from all strangers, and appointed the wards of the priests and the Levites, every one in his business, and for the wood offering, at times appointed, and for the first fruits. Remember me, O my God, for good.